Welcome to episode 4 of Inspiration Sounds, Stories from the Heart of the World. I'm your host for the show, Budsamudra Knox. I'm visiting Vienna at the moment, and over the past few days it has snowed quite often, which is a far cry for a boy from the beaches of New Zealand. Paradoxically, however, there's nothing like a cold, thick blanket of snow to drive you indoors to some cozy cafe, to lose yourself in one of Sri Chinmoy's books of heartwarming stories from the East. Timeless messages of love, compassion, inner harmony, and oneness with the world surround you like sweet-smelling aromas. And it is from my favourite Viennese cafe that I selected this episode's stories. I have always admired those in positions of leadership and stature who are not at all afraid to help the more common folk around them. For in truth, we are all one, emerging from the same source and growing under the same light. In our first story, Sri Chinmoy says, "Love your family much. This is your great duty. Love mankind more. This is your greater duty. Love God most. This is your greatest duty, the duty supreme." Our second story today concerns a rich zamindar who was a great philanthropist who gave money and food to the poor. However, a businessman wearing the garments of desire and greed tries his luck at one of the zamindar's handouts and gets more than he expected. Finally, in The King and the Traveller, we discover how the self-giving heart of a common citizen opens the eyes of his great king. Enjoy the stories. The Brahmin and the Old Woman. One day, a high-class Brahmin, a person from the Hindu priest caste, went to the Ganges for a swim. This man also held the esteemed position of judge in the Calcutta High Court. He was a great scholar and pundit. His name was Sri Durdas Banuji. On that particular day, he was supposed to go to court, and he was late, so he could not spend as much time as usual bathing in the Ganges. After taking a quick dip, he was on his way back home when all of a sudden he heard someone say, "Hello, hello, can you spare a moment?" It was an elderly woman. The Brahmin said, "Yes." The woman said, "My priest could not come today, and there is no one to conduct our daily house prayers. My daily house prayers can't be performed without a Brahmin." "You're a Brahmin. Will you do me a favour? Will you come and do the prayers? Our house deity will be displeased if he is not worshipped today. Please come." So the Brahmin said to the old lady, "Yes, I'll come." And he followed her to her house. He was well educated, a great scholar who knew Sanskrit and the scriptures far better than the Brahmin who usually conducted her prayers. He did everything. It took him more than an hour. After he was finished, the lady said to him, "I wish to reward you. I'd like to give you something for the prayer ceremony. I'll pay your fee. And I'd like you to take some coconuts and bananas." The Brahmin said, "No, I can't take anything." "Please, you have to take this," the old lady said. "You've done me a great favour. Please accept money and fruits for your prayers." But the man said, "No, I can't do it. I'm happy I was able to help you, but I can't accept a fee." Then he left hurriedly. The lady didn't know who he was, and he never told her of the important position he held. Even though he held such a high post, he still regarded his duty to other people as supreme. The Honesty Diploma. There was a very rich village zamindar who was also a great philanthropist. Everyone liked him. Once he decided that for 3 days he would give rice, vegetables and money to the poor, and only to the poor. One poor man received a very heavy sack of rice. Because he was such a poor man, this made him very happy. When he came home and emptied the sack into storage bins, he found 20 gold coins mixed in with the rice. His wife was delighted, but the husband said, "The zamindar didn't intend to give me gold. He gave me rice. This is a mistake. I should return the coins." The wife said, "Don't be a fool. We're poor. Take the gold to the market and exchange it for money." The husband said, "No, I can't." And so they fought until the husband reminded his greedy wife that it was he who had brought the rice and gold home in the first place. The following day he went back to the rich man. "You were so kind to give us things we needed. I found these 20 gold coins in the rice sack. I've come to return them. Although I am a beggar, I know this was a mistake, and I am an honest man." The rich man was moved by the poor man's sincerity. He said, "No, you keep them. And because of your sincerity, I'll give you double the amount. You brought me 20 gold coins. You'll leave with 40. I give these to you personally so you know there's no mistake." A greedy businessman happened to overhear the story, and he came up with a brilliant idea. He went to the poor man and said, "I heard that you have some gold coins. Do you want to sell a few to me?" The poor man said, "Certainly. How many would you like to buy?" The businessman brought 6 coins from the poor man. Then he put on beggar's clothes and went to the rich man's house. "I will do the same thing the beggar did, and I will double my wealth," he thought. "Since over the past 3 days hundreds and hundreds of beggars have received bags of food from the zamindar, I am sure that he will not remember that I was not one of them." So the businessman went to the zamindar and said, "Yesterday you gave me 3 gold coins, but magically they have become 6 gold coins today. I have come to give back the original ones while I'm keeping the other 3. The zamindar said, "You are the only person to whom I gave coins, whose wealth has increased. One man brought back the same amount I gave him, but in your case, the amount increased. I am happy for you. Now, what can I do for you?" The businessman beggar said, "If you are impressed with my honesty because I'm returning these 3 coins, you can give me more. Had I not returned these coins, you would not have known the original 3 produced 3 more. If you value honesty, then give me a few more coins." The rich man said, "You really deserve much more. Since from 3 coins you have got 6, let me do one thing. I will give you something much more important than a few gold coins." The businessman was excited and curious. He said, "Please, tell me what it is." The zamindar asked his servant to write out an honesty diploma. The servant wrote it out, and the zamindar put it on this fellow's back and signed it. Then he told the businessman beggar, "With this diploma, you can announce to the whole world that you are the most honest man. I have not given an honesty diploma to anyone else, but you deserve it." The King and the Traveller. One day a king said to his minister, "I don't really know what's happening in my kingdom. Unless I go about in disguise, I'll never know what my subjects are really thinking. People bow down to me and show respect, but I don't know their true nature. I want to discover the true nature of my subjects." The minister said, "That is an excellent idea." The king said, "This evening, I'm going to walk around my kingdom, and I would like you to accompany me. We will go about in disguise like ordinary men. No one will follow us. We'll go alone." The minister agreed. That evening, the king and the minister went out. As they walked along, they happened to see a traveller. The traveller said to them, "I'm exhausted. Are there any guest houses here where I can stay? I have no money." The king said to him, We don't know of any guest houses in our city. The traveller exclaimed, You don't have any guest houses? What kind of place is this? If you were to come to my city, you'd easily find a place to stay. A middle-aged man was passing by and asked, What is happening? The man did not recognize the king at all. The traveller said, I'm from another town, and I asked these two men if there is a guest house where I can take shelter tonight. They say there is no place. In my city there are places to stay. The man said, These two are fools. They don't know our kingdom. Our king is so kind and generous, and he has made us so good that we don't need any special guest houses. All the houses serve as guest houses. If you come with me, you will see what a good host I am, or you can go to any house. These two are fools. Then the man turned to the king and the minister and said, You live here, and you don't know how kind and generous our king is? He'd be shocked if he heard that a traveller could not find no shelter here. Perhaps you come from another city, and that's why you don't know about our hospitality. The king and the minister were totally silent. Finally, the king said, Can you tell us your name in case other people ask for shelter? That way we can recommend you. We've never known such a kind-hearted man. The man gave the king and minister his name and address and then brought the traveller with him to his house. The man kept his promise and treated the traveller quite well. The following day, the king summoned the man to his palace. When the soldiers arrived at his house to bring him to the palace, he was very frightened. Oh, what have I done wrong? He asked, trembling. When the man reached the palace, the king said to him, I was sincerely moved by your kindness. The king told him the whole story and gave him a great sum of money. Then he said, I'm ordering my workers to build many guest houses in my kingdom. I want my kingdom to be a place of hospitality. People should feel that I am truly generous, but until now I haven't provided shelter for visitors. You have opened my eyes. From now on, we shall have guest houses for all the travellers. Thanks for listening to Episode 4 of Inspiration Sounds. That's all we have time for today. It's time for me to head out into the snow. In our next episode, we'll learn that once you realize God, all the cosmic gods become yours, and we'll hear from one of the great emperors of ancient times. Join me then.